individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Welcome to Shooter's Corner, your program for conversation on guns, shooting, and your Second Amendment rights. Brought to you by Price RV, Auto Trim Design, by Rogers Auto Repair, and by Frontier Outfitters. Now, your host, Chuck Indereeden.
Welcome, listeners. You hear, am I on?
You're on.
I don't have any back feet in my headphones.
It's because I'm sitting next to you, that's why.
Oh, yeah. Well, Boise Bell stealing my steam. Hey, you're here at Shooter's Corner with Chuck Indereeden in the great city of Fairbanks, Alaska. It's sunny outside and smoky. I kind of feel like a brisket walking around out there.
You look like a brisket.
You do.
In case anybody's not figured it out, Melissa's running the board today.
That's why it's giggly in here.
Miss Personality.
Yes. Right. You're red like a brisket.
Yeah.
We have a lot of women in here, Chuck, today.
Poor guy. Yeah. He's outnumbered 3-1.
3-1.
Exactly. All right. So, hey, if you have any questions or you wish to bail me out, feel free to call 458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Remember, you can also live stream the show at kfarradio.com. And also, our archives are on there as well. Just click on that big orange ball, listen live, or scroll down, see Shooter's Corner with Chuck Indereeden, and click on that, scroll down past my bio, and that will be all the archives. Hopefully today's show will be posted at the end of today. That would be awesome because this is going to be about Independence Day.
Why are you looking at me like I control this stuff?
Because last time you ran the board for me, you didn't post it for like a week.
Well, it's not my job anymore. Jeez.
Remember, three women against one man.
I be careful. You've got two very sharp-eyed blondes over here that will jump into my defense at any point.
It's kind of an oxymoron, sharp-eyed blonde.
Do your show, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We have Ann May in the studio with us, one of Cindy's friends, so she's going to join us. But let's get the show started. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. All right, awesome. Today is going to be about Independence Day. Just before we do that, though, just remember we still have our shotgun class August 9th, one day, 10-hour day. Shotgun ammo for 12 gauge is included in that price. You can find all of our classes over at c4traininggroup.com. Remember to stay on top of your representatives about Alaska Senate Bill 136, that one that covers that merchant category codes. We don't want our baking industry tracking our purchases, especially when it comes to firearms and ammunition. So make sure you stay on top of them. Alaska Senate Bill 136, that merchant category codes. What's significant about today? Or actually, what was more significant about yesterday?
Well, why don't you share that with us about yesterday? You did tell me, but...
You do such a great deflection of, like, pushing it back on me because you don't know the answer.
That was beautiful.
No,
yesterday
was originally Independence Day.
Technically, yes.
Technically, yes.
But because of New York, once again.
New York.
Gosh darn it, New York. Yeah.
There's some great people in New York.
Yeah, sure. All right, so...
I have some really good friends.
I do, too.
From
Be
New
careful.
York.
So on the 2nd of July was the Lee Resolution. The Lee Resolution, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So on June 7th, actually the day after my birthday, not in 1776, though. Although my granddaughters would tend to agree with that.
Oh, and just so you know,
I had this epiphany last night, and I was prepping for today's radio show, and so I had to watch a documentary to kind of like get tuned up for this. The Patriot is a great documentary.
Oh, that's so great.
The Patriot movie, yes.
Yeah. No, so it's a documentary.
Documentary, not movie.
Totally a documentary starring Mel Gibson.
But it's still good.
Don't blow it up. So on June 7th, 1776, Richard Henry Lee of Virginia introduced this resolution in the Second Continental Congress proposing independence for the American colonies. In the early 1770s, more and more colonists became convinced that the British Parliament intended to take away their freedom. After fighting broke out in Massachusetts in the spring of 1775, the king declared the colonists in a state of open and avowed rebellion. For the first time, many colonists began to seriously consider cutting ties with Britain. The colonists elected delegates to attend a Continental Congress that eventually became the governing body of the Union during the Revolution. Its second meeting convened in Philadelphia in 1775. The delegates to Congress adopted strict rules of secrecy to protect the cause of American liberty and their own lives. In less than a year, most of the delegates abandoned hope of reconciliation with Britain. On June 7, 1776, Richard Henry Lee introduced a resolution that these united colonies are, and of right, ought to be free and independent states, acting under the instruction of the Virginia Convention. The Lee Resolution contained three parts, and we're going to discuss some of those today, obviously. The Declaration of Independence, a call to form foreign alliances, and a plan for confederation. On June 11, 1776, the Congress appointed three concurrent committees in response to the Lee Resolution. See, they were already picking committees back then. One, to draft a Declaration of Independence, a second, to draw up a plan for forming foreign alliances, and a third, to prepare and digest the form of a confederation. And that's kind of where our Articles of Confederation, the initial document before the Constitution. Many of the members of Congress believed the actions Lee proposed to be premature or wanted instructions from their colonies before voting. Approval was deferred until July 2nd. On that date, Congress adopted the first part, the Declaration. The words of the Lee Resolution are echoed in the Declaration of Independence. And I actually got a copy of it in there. If you see your notes there, Miss Cindy.
I do see my notes.
Okay.
Ann and I are looking at these notes and following along.
Yeah, so if you go to the highlighted part, that's where we are right now if you want to stay up with the teacher.
I'm saying, boy, he's
on point today.
He's on point.
Yeah.
Got to be the three women in the room.
Yeah. Lee Resolution, as adopted by the Second Continental Congress on July 2nd, 1776, resolved that these United Colonies are, and of right, ought to be free and independent states, that are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, that it is expedient forthwith to take the most effectual measures for forming foreign alliances, that a plan of confederation be prepared and transmitted to the respective colonies for their consideration and approbation. This powerful declaration was the legal and political trigger for independence. The Declaration of Independence, 2 days later, was essentially the public explanation of that resolution. I don't know what my son's calling me right now. Doesn't realize I'm Thursday afternoon?
No.
How many times have we called that boy?
Dang kids.
I know.
All right. On July 2nd, 1776, 12 of the 13 colonies voted in favor of the Lee Resolution. And New York obviously had to abstain because they hadn't had instruction from their delegates yet. Like, they hadn't received instructions from their newly elected provincial convention, right? So the breakdown of the vote for the affirm was New Hampshire, Massachusetts Bay, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia. Abstained was New York, which was later approved the Declaration of Independence on July 9th, 1776, after receiving authorization. This vote was recorded by Charles Thompson, the Secretary of the Continental Congress, whose handwritten marks indicated the 12 affirmative votes. It's a powerful reminder that independence wasn't just declared, it was deliberately voted on colony by colony. So it's just some dude just didn't stand up and say, I declare independence. No, they actually had their delegates talk to their people in the colonies, and then they made that decision.
It's still amazing.
True
that
representation
they had,
at that point.
You know, all the documentations of all that clear back.
Yeah, so that I printed off a copy of the one that was in the National Archives. And you can see that he actually made these little marks right here with the states on them.
Yes.
So I thought that was pretty cool. And then New York, there's nothing next to it.
Poor New York.
Poor New York.
Yeah, we're going to beat up on them. All right. So after the vote of the Lee Resolution on July 2nd, 1776, several pivotal actions unfolded that shaped the birth of the United States. So the Committee of Five consisted of, and that was the party that was drafting the Declaration of Independence, was Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Benjamin Franklin. Okay, we all remember those three.
Yes.
There was Roger Sherman and Robert R. Livingston. They had already been tasked with drafting a formal declaration in case the resolution passed. So they kind of were leaning forward in the foxhole back then. And then on July 4th, 1776, Congress approved the Declaration of Independence, which publicly articulated the principles behind the Lee Resolution and announced the colony's break from Britain. Hmm. Foreign alliances and confederation planning. So Congress formed two additional committees, one to develop treaties for foreign alliances. That was approved in September of 1776. Another to draft a plan of confederation, which eventually became the Articles of Confederation, adopted in November of 1777. News of the vote and the declaration was published in the Pennsylvania Evening Post on July 2nd and in the Pennsylvania Gazette on July 3rd. Now, you have to take into consideration how they actually printed newspapers back then. They called it, like, what was it, typesetting, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, like they would, like, have
individual
to, yes,
letter
yes.
had to be
that
placed.
Took forever.
And then the paper was ink, then it was ink,
and then
paper
they would
was laid
reset
on it,
the whole
and then
thing.
Pressed. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like,
insane.
Insane amount. Like, it was a true skill.
True it was skill. A skill.
Without a doubt. Like, there was no, like, copy machines.
We are so spoiled.
We are a little bit.
We
yes.
are.
And then, like, what, 10 years from now, people will look and say that even cell phones, like, are antiques, I'm sure.
Be pretty great to see what would
we'll have Neuralink with Elon Musk, and we'll just be yeah. telepathically communicating with people.
Chips in our brains.
All right, so I digressed. Well, is it almost time for a break?
It is. I was really wrapped up in your story.
I know.
Oh, we're going to get trouble.
I was really wrapped up in the story.
We got the Valdez fishing report.
We do. Let's go into break.
Yeah, let's go into break. And when we come back, we'll continue on this conversation about Independence
class.
Day.
5 minutes.
Valdez Fishing Report is brought to you by your local Fairbanks Jiffy Lube. Heading out for some weekend fishing? Make sure your vehicle's ready for the adventure. Stop by either the College or Pegger Road location and let the Jiffy Lube certified technicians get your vehicle in road trip ready shape. Jiffy Lube can help with Pennzoil oil changes, transmission services, air filters, wiper blades, and more. Stop by when it's convenient for you. No appointment necessary. Jiffy Lube proudly pours Pennzoil motor oil. Not just oil, Pennzoil.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
Lori Prox here with Tom Keeler of Arizona, reeled in a 119.2-pound halibut jigging in the Narrows, just a half hour out of Valdez, and you picked up a nice fish. What is your strategy jigging?
Hang in there and keep it up even when you're not getting a bite. I mean, I jigged until I thought my arms were going to fall off, and all of a sudden, hold on.
And you were surprised to get that big of a halibut. So were you just kind of putting the bait on the bottom for anything at that point?
Yeah, basically. It was a big, it's a big curly-tailed halibut jig because I don't want to catch any smaller fish that aren't in season. And so, you know, just trying to keep it bouncing and, you know, just keep on going and praying. And it worked. You know, it was just wonderful.
Was that the first thing you tried?
No, that's the first one because, you know, like I say, we got to wait for the other rocks to get, so I use a larger jig.
You said it took a while, so how long do you think you were jigging?
Oh, yeah, I'd say it took a half hour, 45 minutes.
That is a lot of jigging. Any idea how deep a water you were?
Yeah, well, I was in 325 feet. There's a little island that we were around, too, over by that waterfall. I wish I knew the name of it.
How would you like to get a 28-foot Hughescraft with two Yamaha motors and an easy load trailer for $75? Impossible? Not if you buy a boat raffle ticket at ValdezAlaska.org. Tickets are just $75, and you could win this boat package worth $142,000. The drawing is August 15th. Get your ticket now at ValdezAlaska.org.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
Hey Fairbanks, Bryant from Auto Trim Design. Now's the perfect time to get your work trucks set up right. From toppers, back racks, beacons, running board seat covers, floor liners, bed slides, ladder racks, and so much more. Auto Trim Design has everything you need to tackle any job. Our commercial toppers keep your equipment and tools secure and out of the elements. Need to keep your bed organized? Add a deck drawer system to easily access all your gear. Contact Auto Trim Design for your professional truck grade accessories today.
Customized by Auto Trim.
What does it look like when your faithful friend in the driveway has an off day? Well, it looks like no fun, like bumming a ride to work, the store, rescheduling lunch with your yoga instructor, all because your four-wheeled pal is waiting for parts. We do our own routine maintenance, but our chariot depends on us to schedule that for them. Airboat and inboard service too. Family owned and operated, keeping Fairbanks on the road since 1967. Rogers Auto Repair. Discovering things out on the road is just one of the joys of RVing, unless you've discovered a problem with a propane appliance or electrical issue. Take it to Price RV to keep your RV road ready. Price RV maintains your propane heater or stove, inspects and repairs wiring or electrical issues, fixes broken water lines, leaks, and vent problems. Before you get on the road, get over to Price RV. Call 907-651-6626, end of Plaque Road on Marble Court in North Pole.
KFAR weather.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 87. Winds out of the east 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 58. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Lots of sunshine. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 88. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, listeners. You're here with Chuck Indereen on Shooter's Corner. We got Boise Bell, Miss Cindy in the studio with us, and we got Ann, her friend, hanging out with us today and getting a lesson in education and history. And like, Melissa,
I even forgot the clock.
Yeah, she's over there like looking up and
I was
like,
everything
fact checking me.
I was yep. so fact checking you so hard. So I was like, I know he's getting one of these names wrong.
Yeah, probably.
You got it right.
He didn't. No,
he
until
didn't.
I start reading the Declaration of Independence.
Ooh,
I'm sure I'll miss a couple words there.
Let me grab my phone.
All right, so hey, so there was an international ripple effect that also occurred once that Declaration of Independence was published, right? And it was profound because one of, and if you watch The Patriot.
The documentary.
The documentary.
The Patriot.
With Mel Gibson.
Yeah. Who else was on the battlefield with us? The Continental Army.
Yeah.
The French.
Yep, the French.
I mean, even Baron von Steuben, right, was the author of the Blue Book, which was ends up being the drill and ceremonies book for the U.S. Army.
Yep.
Right?
Huh.
Yeah, that's a little bit of NCO board history there for you. But nonetheless, France was on the battlefield. I mean, with us.
Yeah.
Because they saw it as a huge opportunity to weaken the British Army.
And yeah, but France, when we were over there, France wasn't too respectful to us.
Well, we screwed them over later.
Tend to forget stuff. Like
about
how
Holland.
They should probably be speaking German if it wasn't for the U.S.
Facts.
But nonetheless, France saw an opportunity to weaken Britain and begin covertly supplying arms and aid to the colonies even before the Declaration. After the American victory at Saratoga in 1777, France formally allied with the U.S. in 1778, recognizing its independence and entering the war against Britain. Spain, interestingly enough, joined the war as an ally of France in 1779, but did not officially recognize U.S. independence at the time. Spain's main goal was to reclaim lost territories like Florida and Gibraltar rather than support American republicanism. The Netherlands, the Dutch, who is another big seafaring-like country as well, provided loans and traded with the colonies, which angered Britain and led to the Fourth Anglo-Dutch War in 1780. The Netherlands formally recognized American independence in 1782.
They like us, sir.
They actually do.
Yeah.
They remember us.
They were really good to us when we were there.
British newspapers largely dismissed the declaration and the colonists' grievances, expecting the rebellion to collapse. The British government continued military efforts to suppress the revolution, underestimating colonial resolve and foreign intervention. The global impact was the declaration inspired independence movements worldwide. Leaders like those of a Hungary called it the noblest, happiest page in mankind's history. Its principles, liberty, self-determination, and resistance to tyranny echoed in revolutions across Latin America, Europe, and beyond. All right. Do we have time?
Let's get into it.
You couldn't pronounce that name? Lajos?
Yeah. Whatever. Thank you, Cindy, for calling me out on that. I'm not going to screw up some Hungarian dude's name from the 1700s. All right. The Declaration of Independence. The unanimous declaration of the 13th United States of America. And a lot of people think this thing starts with, we hold these truths to be self-evident.
They're not.
It actually doesn't.
No.
When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of those ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object invices a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. He has refused his assent to laws, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained, and when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people unless those people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the
depository of their
public records for their sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. He has resolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with his manly firmness his invasions of the rights of the people. He has refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers incapable of annihilation have returned to the people at large for their exercise, the state remaining in the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and convulsions within. He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states for that purpose obstructing the laws of naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands. And we got to take a break?
Yep, break is coming.
He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and to eat out their substance. And we got to go into the half-hour break. When we come back, we're going to continue on our conversation here about the Declaration of Independence. Stay tuned, 97.5, 660 AM, Chuck Indereed and Shooter's Corner. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Satellite West studio, you're listening to KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM.
This is a Fox News alert. The president's spending bill passes through Congress. I'm Kevin Uretsky. That becoming official this afternoon, courtesy of the House of Representatives.
On this vote, the yeas are 218, the nays are 214. The motion is adopted.
House Speaker Mike Johnson. Earlier today, House Minority Leader Democrat Hakeem Jeffries of New York setting a floor record, speaking for more than 8 hours, criticizing the spending plan.
And it's all designed to put a happy smile on the face of billionaires. That is inconsistent with the Declaration of Independence and what we should be celebrating on July 4th.
The president had pushed for the spending bill to be passed by Independence Day. Republicans praising the bill for extending his 2017 tax cuts, making them permanent, and also cutting federal spending. This is a Fox News alert.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
KTUU reports several lawmakers said they were surprised by Governor Mike Dunleavy's executive order for a special session announced Wednesday to debate education reform and the creation of a Department of Agriculture. Governor Dunleavy called a special session to give lawmakers another chance to complete work on the two major public policy issues remaining from the regular session. Spokesperson for the governor, Jeff Turner, told Alaska's news source in an email after a press release was issued. If they take advantage of this opportunity, it allows lawmakers to focus their time and energy during the next regular session on fiscal matters, including the fiscal plan the administration will introduce next January. Education has long been a contentious issue between the governor and the legislature. In total, he vetoed about $51 million in education funding from the budget. Since his veto, lawmakers have speculated that the possibility of a special session was unlikely. Speaker of the House Bryce Edgman said members will be constitutionally compelled to return to the legislature.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Whether you're flying or boating into your favorite fishing hole or just driving to the lake, make Frontier Outfitters your first stop for all the fishing gear, licenses, permits, and stamps you'll need. Frontier's extensive fishing department has the conventional, fly, or saltwater tackle for every game fish in Alaska's streams, rivers, lakes, and ocean habitats. Rods and reels, lures and natural bait, lines and nets, dip netting supplies, even sunglasses. Frontier Outfitters has what you need for your successful trip, plus marine parts and equipment downstairs at Century Hardware. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle. Discovering things out on the road is just one of the joys of RVing, unless you've discovered a problem with a propane appliance or electrical issue. Take it to Price RV to keep your RV road ready. Price RV maintains your propane heater or stove, inspects and repairs wiring or electrical issues, fixes broken water lines, leaks, and vent problems. Before you get on the road, get over to Price RV. Call 907-651-6626, end of Plaque Road on Marble Court in North Bowl.
It's that time of year again. The sun is out, roads are clear, and gravel is everywhere. At Auto Trim Design, we have you covered. With our self-healing paint protection film, keeping your paint looking showroom new and defending from rock chips and scratches, helping your car stay flawless for years. With our ceramic window tint, not only will it add a stylish look, it also provides protection from harmful UV rays, reduces glare, blocks heat, and increases privacy. From exterior protection to interior comfort, Auto Trim Design has you covered. Stop by or give us a call to get your vehicle ready for summer in Alaska.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
All right, welcome back, listeners. You're here with Chuck, Cindy, and her friend, Melissa, running the board for us here at Shooter's Corner here in Fairbanks, Alaska. Remember, if you've missed the first half of this show, go to the archives at kfarradio.com, and you can click on it and listen to the show in its entirety as well.
And I will try to get it up for you today.
Oh, I greatly appreciate that.
Thank you.
Hey, let's continue on. We had to take a break in the middle of our declaration, reading of the Declaration of Independence. And what this literally is our forefathers are basically outlining everything that King George at that time had done or failed to do, right?
Yep.
So let's continue on. He has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. He has affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power. He has combined with others to subject us to the jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation, for quartering large bodies of armed troops among us, for protecting them by a mock trial from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states, for cutting off our trade with other parts of the world, for imposing taxes on us without our consent, for depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury, for transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses, for abolishing the free system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government and enlarging its boundaries so as to render at once an example and fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule in these colonies.
Jeff, you have a caller.
We have a caller real quick. Oh, nope, they hung up. Never mind.
The four, taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our governments. For suspending our own legislatures and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever. He has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us. He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burned our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. He is at this time transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny, already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages and totally unworthy the head of a civilized nation. He has constrained our fellow citizens taken captives on the high seas to bear arms against their country, to become the executioners of their friends and brethren, or to fall themselves by their hands. He has excited domestic insurrections among us and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers the merciless Indian savages whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which might may define a tyrant is unfit to be ruler of a free people. Nor have we been wanting in attentions to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. We have reminded them of the circumstances of our immigration and settlement here. We have appealed to their native justice in magnanimity, and we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence. They, too, have been deaf to the voice of justice and of consanguinity. We must, therefore, acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them, as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, in peace, friends. I got to put that on a mug. We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America in General Congress, assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do, in the name and by the authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are, and of right, ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for support of this declaration, with firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Wow.
Wow.
Powerful.
That is powerful.
Powerful.
Divine.
I think if you read the Declaration of Independence, you can literally pull parts of it out that are in our new Constitution.
Yes.
Like the Constitution later on, like, for instance, the Third Amendment, the militia or being, you know, harboring soldiers or having to have soldiers in your house or something like that. And then also trade, obviously, the right to bear arms for your own protection. You know, the freedom of speech, being able to talk out against your government, obviously reasonable now.
But, you ready for a phone call?
Yeah, let's take a call. Hey, caller, you're here with Chuck, Cindy, and Miss Ann here at Shooter's Corner. Go ahead.
Hey, Chuck, this is Ron Murray. How are you doing this morning, sir?
I am doing great. Like, a little choked up there. Like,
good morning. Beautiful. You read the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I can certainly understand why. Just a point, in the earlier mentioned documentary, there was
concerning a certain...
Go ahead.
You go ahead, Ron. I was just talking about the documentary, The Patriot.
But yes. And there was a great deal of brouhaha among the anti-gun community about a scene that occurred very early in the movie wherein his two young sons participated in the
ambush.
The ambush.
Yep.
And I just thought that was something interesting to think about, and I shall be watching that movie tomorrow.
I watched it last
night. Yeah, it's on, if you have Paramount Plus, I found
Paramount
it on
Plus.
There. Mm-hmm. So
well,
for free.
I've got it on DVD.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Or VHS.
You can watch it on repeat all the time.
I don't think all the kids know what DVDs are.
Or VHS.
Definitely don't know what VHS
is.
Well, the other mediums can be taken away. The DVD can't.
Yeah.
Nope.
Well, thank you very much for your call.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, so if you look back at this and it talks about, there is actually a connection. Like our forefathers believed in divine providence. They believed in a supreme being.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And if it, man, I wish I would have highlighted that part when I was going through it, but it talks about the independent states, freedom of power. It talks about the supreme judge.
Yeah.
In our declaration, meaning we, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America and General Congress, assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world. That was their declaration to God.
Yep.
He is the Supreme Judge of the world.
Yeah.
All right. So I think we lose fact. I think we lose ourselves. And we need to remind our representatives.
They should read
not
that.
Not our leaders. Like, man, I hate going to, like, political things, and they're like, when I get up there, I'm going to do this, this, and this for you. And I'm like, how about you just represent what our will is?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think that's the intent. Like, they were supposed to just not be professional politicians. They were supposed to represent, do that for a while, and then go back to their regular jobs. Not to get on, like, the Trump thing, but that's what he is. He's a businessman who went up there and did it, and now he's had to go back and maybe fix some things, but still, I mean, that was the original intent anyways.
Well, I think if more people go back and read the Declaration of Independence once in a while and just refresh their memories on what this is and what it stands for and what it means.
Because some of these things are applicable
to
our government today.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. You know?
I say it all the time. Our forefathers, they were almost brilliant the way they kind of foresaw some of this.
Yeah.
And they put it in there.
Yeah. So, you know, Benjamin Franklin's most famous remark, you know, Benjamin Franklin's most famous remark on this topic came as he was leaving the Constitutional Convention in 1787. He was actually asked what kind of government the delegates had created. He replied, a republic, if you can keep it.
Yep.
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 Wasn't just a witty quip. It was a profound warning.
If you can
Franklin
keep it.
And many of the founders believed that the success of a constitutional republic depended not just on laws and institutions, but on the virtue and morality of its citizens. And I think sometimes that's where we lose focus.
What did you call us? Yeah. A constitutional republic? Say that again. Yeah. Say it again.
Constitutional republic. We're not a democracy.
No.
Like,
no, we're not. No, never have been. But a lot of people think that we are.
And we're not.
That, read this. We are a constitutional republic.
But the only way that this stays in effect is because of the virtue and the morality of its citizens. Franklin once wrote, only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. All right, we're going to go into our last break for the day so we can get our ChatGPT weather report and all the other stuff. And when we come back, we're going to continue on our conversation about the Declaration of Independence, the 4th of July, maybe we'll get to how that was actually came up with as well.
Yeah.
Right? So, cool. Stay tuned. Chuck Indereiden, Shooter's Corner. 97.5 FM, 660 AM here in Fairbanks, Alaska. We'll be right back after this break.
Discovering things out on the road is just one of the joys of RVing, unless you've discovered a problem with a propane appliance or electrical issue. Take it to Price RV to keep your RV road ready. Price RV maintains your propane heater or stove, inspects and repairs wiring or electrical issues, fixes broken water lines, leaks, and vent problems. Before you get on the road, get over to Price RV. Call 907-651-6626, end of Plaque Road on Marble Court in North Pole.
Hey Fairbanks, Bryant from Auto Trim Design. Now's the perfect time to get your work truck set up right. From toppers, back racks, beacons, running board seat covers, floor liners, bed slides, ladder racks, and so much more. Auto Trim Design has everything you need to tackle any job. Our commercial toppers keep your equipment and tools secure and out of the elements. Need to keep your bed organized? Add a deck drawer system to easily access all your gear. Contact Auto Trim Design for your professional truck grade accessories today.
Customized by Auto Trim.
There's fishing, and then there's dip netting. Frontier Outfitters knows you need to maximize your catch and that you're working against the clock. So they make it real easy for you to get what you need fast. Whether you're on a boat or shore, from permits to dip nets, they carry fighting handles, D-handles, and more. So your tired, numb hands can hold on when that big king tries to yank your gear into the river. Plus those poles and the extensions for those deep holes and replacement nets as well. Your next outdoor adventure starts at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
KFAR weather.
High of 87 this afternoon. Under partly cloudy skies, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 58 tonight. Highs around 88 tomorrow. Lots of sunshine. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Saturday with daytime highs approaching 90. 78 chance for scattered showers Sunday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, listeners. You're here with Chuck, Cindy, and her friend, and in the studio here, Shooter's Corner in the great city of Fairbanks, Alaska. We've been discussing the Declaration of Independence and the 4th of July and the significance of that document, and also kind of what our founders were thinking of as well in regards to virtuous people and moral people and how that compass like drives this country, or at least should drive it. And if we don't have virtuous and moral people, your nation will become corrupt, vicious, and then you end up having to have a master, you know, and that's where those despots come in. Like when things fall apart, like there is normally one person that will just step right up and just people will fall underneath them because they themselves have no moral compass or values or system. So although Franklin was actually subscribed to more of deism, right, which is like free thought, he still saw organized religion as a valuable institution for instilling moral virtues. He believed that religion and morality were essential supports for a free society, even if he didn't strictly adhere to the orthodox doctrine.
We have a caller.
All right, go ahead. Caller, you're here with Chuck and Cindy, Shooter's Corner. Go ahead.
Hi there, this is Randy.
What's up, Randy?
Well, hi, Randy. I agree with you about that this nation is a constitutional republic. It's not a quote-unquote democracy, but we do have episodes of direct democracy that occur in different places at different times. And a perfect example of that, by the way, a direct democracy used to create a law. And the law I'm thinking of here in Alaska is a bad law that was created by direct democracy. And that, in my opinion, anyway, was last November 2024. They voted on with the Citizens Initiative Proposition Number 1, ballot Proposition Number 1, which mandated an increase in the minimum wage. It mandated the payment of sick leave payments, and it also curtailed the freedom of speech of small business owners, and that did pass. But that was something that should have been handled by a deliberative body within a constitutional republic, namely the legislature. But it wasn't. It was just citizens, and it was financed to most extent by an outside left-wing organization. So there is some direct democracy here in this nation, unfortunately.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
what are you going to say about that? Like, well, you there's no argument to that.
Well, and a lot of citizens don't know what this is. They get different mail coming in or commercials coming in, and they don't have time to research what we're voting on. And it's really sad.
Yeah, and Randy has a point, too. A lot of that is outside sourcing.
It is.
It's kind of like the, what do we call that, ranked choice voting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of realized that watching that whole election thing going on with New York mayor, apparently they have ranked choice voting there, too.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Insane. Destroys from within. Thanks for the call, Randy.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a great day. All right. So also Franklin wasn't alone in this. John Adams famously said, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." The sentiment was echoed by Washington, Madison, and others who saw public virtue as the bedrock of Republican government. All right. So 4th of July became a celebrated date. So although July 2nd, 1776 was the day Congress voted for independence, the Declaration of Independence was officially adopted and dated July 4th. That date appeared on printed copies distributed to the public, so it became the symbolic birthday of the nation. Celebrations began as early as 1777 with fireworks, parades, and public readings, especially in Philadelphia and Boston. So they also had local festivals and federal recognition. In 1781, Massachusetts became the first state to recognize July 4th as a state holiday. In 1870, Congress made Independence Day an unpaid federal holiday for government workers.
Wow, 1870, huh?
Yeah, it took a minute. Maybe there was a congressional committee that had to, like, make a decision. I got to stop doing
you
that.
You don't like committees.
Like, things that pop into my head, maybe I shouldn't talk into the microphone. All right, so anywho, July 4th was first recognized as a federal holiday in 1870, but it wasn't until 1941 that Congress made it a paid federal holiday for government employees. So technically, it was a holiday long before 1941, but the paid status, which really cemented its place in the national rhythm, came during World War II when patriotic unity was especially vital. Variously known as the 4th of July and Independence Day, July 4th has been a federal holiday in the United States since 1941, but the tradition of Independence Day celebrations go back to the 18th century and the American Revolution. The very first Independence Day celebration took place not on July 4th, but July 8th. On that day, in 1776, the first celebration took place in Philadelphia. The Declaration of Independence was read aloud, city bells rang, and bands played. The following year, Philadelphia's celebration moved to July 4th, the actual date of the adoption of the Declaration. So the custom eventually spread across America to communities both large and small, where American independence was celebrated with parades, picnics, games, military displays, speeches, of course, and fireworks, or what they used to call illuminations. Did you guys know that?
Mm-mm.
Like, I did some research on this. So they talked about illuminations. When they say illuminations, they're meaning fireworks. So King George and a lot of Europe was really interested in fireworks. Like they would have giant firework displays illumination displays.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had fireworks back then.
Well,
they were illuminations.
200 BC, China or Chinese invented gunpowder.
Yeah.
And then it took obviously a while for it to get to Europe and stuff like that. Yeah. But yes, it was huge.
That's cool.
So observations throughout the nation became even more common at the end of the War of 1812. And we kind of had a discussion about that. A lot of people think that, like, our independence was really gained. But no, the War of 1812 is when Britain tried to come back and essentially take away our independence and, like, reassimilate us like the Borg or something.
Hmm.
All right. The holiday grew in popularity through the 19th century with parade speeches and fireworks becoming the standard. Political parties and social movements used July 4th to rally support and express their values. By the 20th century, it had become a unifying celebration of American identity. Like the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. Why did that just pop into my head? I don't know.
I don't know. Are you
like fireworks, baseball, hot dogs, you know, apple pie, all these things that are really associated with
American. As apple pie.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like gorging yourself on a freaking hot dog.
And the cardiologists love it.
I just want to know, like, when we went from King George and his illuminations to scarfing down 84 hot dogs.
That's how my brain works.
That's
how it works.
That's awesome.
He's hungry. He's fasting. He's got to have blood work.
Thanks, Sin.
Yeah.
He wants to join the hot dog eating contest tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. So while Adams may have favored the July 2nd, because Adams actually wrote a letter to his wife basically saying that, let me see if I got a copy of that too. Let's see. Yeah, anywho, doesn't matter. He actually wrote a letter to his wife saying, hey, July 2nd. And then it got changed to July 4th, obviously. So
I like July 4th better.
Do you want me to pull up?
I think it has
letter?
A better ring to it anyway.
Yeah, it's the 4th of July. It's the 2nd of July. What? Oh. No, it's the 4th of July, baby. It's like Cinco de Mayo. Like, you
It's only one syllable, so it's easier for like Marines and stuff.
You know, they eat crayons, so there's that.
Yeah. The Declaration of Independence didn't just birth a nation. It sparked a global wave of transformation, right? So some of the broader impacts, Latin America, countries like Venezuela in 1811, Argentina in 1816, Chile in 1818 issued their own declarations, often echoing the U.S. model. Europe, the ideals of liberty and self-rule influenced revolutions in France in 1789. I guess that's the one that we didn't go and help them with.
Yeah.
Even though they promised, we promised to help them.
Right. That's why they came and helped us. And so we promised we'd help them. And then King Louis died and we were like, nope.
Yep. And then Hungary in 1848, Hungarian nationalist Lajos Kossuth. There you go, Cindy. I got that out. Called the Declaration the noblest, happiest page in mankind's history. Africa and Asia. Liberia in 1847 and later post-colonial nations drew on its principles when asserting independence from European powers. It was kind of the initial fall, I guess.
It was like, screw you, Britain.
Great Britain became just Britain.
Just came Britain.
Yeah, you're not great anymore.
We're like, screw you, English.
Yeah. We'll still speak it. But.
Yeah. We don't want nothing to do with your taxes.
The Declaration helped define what is meant to be a sovereign state with rights to make war, peace, allies, and trade. It became a template for legal declarations of independence, now recognized as essential steps in gaining international legitimacy.
30 seconds.
Its emphasis on natural rights, popular sovereignty, and resistance to tyranny became foundational to liberal democratic theory. Thinkers and reformers worldwide cited it when advocating for civil liberties and constitutional government. Wow. I got to tell you, what a show. I hope everybody has a good 4th of July, which is tomorrow. And for our military people, hey, here's your weekend safety briefing. Like, don't drink and drive, please.
And
don't
please
do that.
Wear a life vest if you're on the water.
Man, if you're on that river or yes. any water in the state, man, make sure you are wearing a life vest.
And
as
don't
well.
Blow anything up. We got too many fires.
Yeah, we yeah. do. I think there's a state or a borough-wide ban right
yeah,
now.
No
should
burning.
Be probably a statewide ban anyway.
And but. Don't throw a cigarette out your car. I was behind somebody who did that the other day.
That starts fires just as bad. So, hey, yeah. anyways, thank you for listening in. If you missed the show or you want to go back and listen to it again, please go to the archives at KFARradio.com. Then you can click on that. So we're out of here. Have a great 4th. Bye-bye.
Happy 4th to Troy.
Price RV, Auto Trim Design, by Rogers Auto Repair, and by Frontier Outfitters. To listen back to this or any past episode, log on to KFARradio.com and click on the archive page. And thanks for listening to Shooters.
Stay tuned. Fox News.